Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Are staying with me, Phil Choppa is with us. Phil is Managing Principal and Chief Investment Officer of the Financial of Arbol, A-R-B-O-L, Arbol Financial Services, Inc. And Phil, tell us about your company.
Well, we are, Jim, a full-service company for finances. You know, we are financial advisors to individuals, families, and small businesses. I don't go beyond small businesses. It's too hairy.
Mm-hmm.
But we, you know, provide everything that any other service would. And, you know, we have a broker-dealer we clear through, which is LPL Financial. So, you know, we're doing well in tough times. It's a matter of really positioning folks so they feel security and safety.
Right. One of the things that you said earlier that I wanted to come back to for a minute, and that's this thing about Wall Street. I agree with you 100%. We've got to stop letting Wall Street rule our emotions because, Phil, as I've said many times before on this show, Wall Street is not the economy. Wall Street used to be a leading indicator of the economy, but now it's merely a leading indicator of itself. Wall Street has become, in my opinion, more disconnected from the real economy than ever before, and they seem to only be serving themselves. And to the degree that we look around and see what the stock market is doing and imagine that that's how our prospects are, I think is becoming a form of mental illness. What do you
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I see our politicians playing into it. I mean, if you really look at what everyone is saying about, you know, what's going on in the economy, they're always looking towards Wall Street. And, you know, I heard it the other day from our major candidates, and they're gauging our economy against Wall Street. It's just, you know, we're playing into the hands of very wealthy people who in reality have little to say or do with our lives.
Plus so much of what's happening on Wall Street these days is global considerations.
Well, exactly.
And not only global considerations, but global hedging and global speculation.
Exactly. And when you have what's going on in Europe happening, when you have in the Pacific Rim that is really now controlling the business in the world, you know, our economy is so dependent upon them. You know, we have to look at things in a brand new way, and there are very few economists who are able to do that. I see maybe Warren Buffett doing it, but outside of that, I really don't see anyone who knows what they're talking about. Not that I am an expert, but I certainly know the factors, as many
right.
people do, that you have to account for if you're really going to talk about the economy.
You know, there are two. With regard to Main Street, talking about small business and employment, on back bringing the real issue back to where the real economy is out here on Main Street, there was an article recently about not only the fact that small businesses are not hiring, not growing jobs very much, but this author actually tried to make the case that small business wasn't even a good investment for the future in business for businesses in terms of that small businesses that it was a myth that small businesses were the engine of job growth. But you know, the thing I keep reminding people about is that there are about 15,000 publicly traded companies, the big guys. There are 8 million small business owners with employees. There are another 15 million or so that are sole proprietors. If only half of the 8 million that have employees hire one person, that's 4 million jobs.
Absolutely.
I mean, think about that. I mean, big companies have a hard time matching
now,
that.
The Obama administration is claiming we've made up. I think it's ludicrous to say that small business is not a good investment. Small business has always been the backbone of this country. It always will be the backbone of this country. I think there are those who would like to remove that as a fact, but absolutely it's not going to change. I don't care how big our corporations are with the tax breaks and with the other avenues that the big corporations have to really retain their profits and not drive them back into our economy. It's a small business that it really falls on their back.
Right. That's exactly right. So that's this is something, folks, that small business owners don't need the government to help them. They don't need the government to give them money. They don't need the grants from the government. They don't need any stimulus money. They just need the government to get out of the way. How many times have we said this? I don't know how many times. Phil Chapa, give us your website again, please.
It's www.philchapa, that's philchioppa.com.
Thanks, Phil, for being here. See you next time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. When I come back, we're going to talk a little bit. We got some Black History Month stuff for in the next hour, too, we'll be talking about. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.